My name is Melinda Witcher, and I am a supervisory horticulturist with Smithsonian Gardens. The white pasture. Color softened or eclipsed when the land is veiled under a blanket of snow. This does not diminish the beauty of the land, but changes it into shadows, shapes, curves, and mysteries. Is there a frozen creek between the hills, lined with twiggy shrubs and low-lying brush? Is it silent, or can you hear the crinkling of ice crystals and the chirping of birds? Close your eyes and imagine the ever-changing land, hiding springtime greens and golds, a bubbling creek, singing as it feeds the thick vegetation around it. Water is life. Although darkness is falling, a glimmer of reflection from a golden pond shines through the greenery along the water's edge. Perhaps the artist was walking through a clipped pasture and, ignoring the sheared fields around him, chose to capture this oasis of wild growth, inspired by the rustling autumn leaves, the scent of fresh earth, the spark of light on the water, and the dark silhouettes of nature. I work for Smithsonian Gardens, and so most of the time I'm outside. I'm working with plants, I'm working with our living collections, and this just was a very exciting opportunity for me to come inside and see what happens on the inside of the museums. As a horticulturist, I have designed gardens and selected plants that will go into a garden. It is similar. They're often thematic. There's often selections made because of size and environmental conditions. But doing it for an art show was just something that I had never experienced, and it was fascinating. I hope visitors will leave the exhibition with the feeling of empowerment that they can look at any piece of art and interpret it in any way that feels right to them, and that knowing that their interpretation is valid and meaningful, and that they should share it with their friends, their families. Go see pieces of art. Do not be intimidated. Art is for everyone. No one sees it the same. So make it your own.